Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're talking with David Sowers, Director of Commercial Leadership at Coca-Cola Bottling Company United in Birmingham, Alabama. I think a lot of operators probably understand the benefits of telemetry in terms of making the route delivery more efficient. What about analyzing the different products in the machine and determining what are the better selling products? I know that preferences can vary from market to market. This gets into something called category management. Have you been able to access the data in terms of analyzing the machine, the product?
Yes, that's actually the space to sales work we're doing right now. We put a brand in every button. We believe that our vending business and our immediate consumption business samples our brands and builds our brands over time. So we'll put, if there's a 9-button machine, we'll put 9 brands in the machine. And what we try to do right now is we're not replacing any brands as we run our space to sales reports, but we're more efficiently moving the inventory around so that it sells down evenly. But when you run the space to sales report in EasyTrax, it actually gives you 5 other brands that sell better than some of the brands you've got on the machine in that same channel of business. So we get a recommendation. If we have a really slow selling brand in there, we've got, you know, 5 things we can look at, 5 other brands we can look at to possibly replace the slow selling brand.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really working on category management right now in our Chattanooga and Baton Rouge markets, which this is their 3rd year to be online.
Uh-huh. Now, is there a lot of variance from one location to another in terms of what's the best planogram to have in the machine?
It's really about the consumer and the occasion. You could broadly say the at-work channel, you know, Diet Coke works in the at-work channel. Well, it doesn't work in industrial.
Uh-huh.
So in an industrial market, we know that, you know, our higher-calorie brands or our sugar brands and flavor brands sell better than our diet brands, but when we go into a professional environment, we want to have more diet brands available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really given us an opportunity to look at the consumer and the occasion and what's the right brand for those occasions.
Okay. Does the machine plan vary much from machine to machine or no?
No, not really. We've got 5 or 6 core brands, depending on whether we have Dr. Pepper in the market or not. So we're going to have those 5 or 6 brands in there. And then we have flexibility around the other brands. We've got some options they can pick, but they have flexibility with, you know, 2 or 3 of the buttons in the machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And to kind of finalize this interview, what advice do you have for other operators looking to roll out telemetry?
One of the biggest surprises, it was a negative surprise, but it was one of the biggest surprises was around change management of our current employees in the organization. We went in and deployed these markets. We didn't do a very good job of communicating to the drivers what we were doing, why we were doing it, and how it would affect them and what the benefit was. And we also didn't have a very good training plan for them. So we went into these first 2 markets and installed all the telemetry. And if you don't have good processes in place, technology makes you worse faster. And that's what we found out is, we got really bad in those markets, and we had to go in and dig in and see what the issue was, and it was around the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they needed to understand what are the processes that you have to follow and change the way you manage your day to ensure that the telemetry and the information we're getting works right in the software. So we actually came up with a 7-step process for the drivers. We've got a little acronym that we use called DRIVE. So it's the driver requirements for intelligent vending execution. And there are 7 steps, and we're putting stickers inside the machine. So when they open the machine, they see that and they understand, here's the 7 steps that I have to follow. If I don't, it screws up, you know, the information that's in EasyTrax. And if you have bad information, you know, you're not going to see the benefits. So change management. Starting early with communication with your team, from the drivers up, getting the machines ready for install, and then what we found is we're deploying markets now in a week. We Baton Rouge and Chattanooga took us months to install these units. We're now deploying, like we deployed Lake Charles, which was about 1,000 machines 2 weeks ago, and we did it in 5 days. So faster deployment is better. You get into it, and you aren't dragging this thing out with the drivers. So that's what I would say is start early with the communication, get your machines ready for install, and then deploy markets quickly.
Okay. Has it been necessary to make personnel changes?
No. You know, we've shifted some people around. You know, there's some folks that just aren't very comfortable with technology. You know, we're spending a lot more time in front of the computer screen in our online markets as we're analyzing data and doing space-to-sales reports and all those types of things. So we've had to, you know, make some changes in our in-office staff, but not from a driver standpoint.
Oh, good. Well, I'm sure a lot of operators will be happy to hear that.
Yes. You know, and I mean, one of the – what we did not ever figure in the IRR model, and we hoped it would happen, was volume increase. And I can tell you, I've got those, let's see, two, four, five, six markets online right now. And in the month of May, my six online markets are up 10.7% in volume,
mm-hmm.
and my non-online markets are down 4.5%. So, I mean, that's a 15% swing
Wow.
between online and offline.
Boy. Well, the future's coming at us pretty quickly, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think we're getting ourselves staged and ready for it.
Good. Okay. Well, David, much appreciate this interview, and I look forward to speaking to you again sometime.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, David.